go with a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Hey Siri, remind me to listen to Fat Guy Radio Show on Thursdays at 7 p.m. on fatguyradioshow.com.
Today's show is brought to you in part by the number one way we power this show, Amazon. For all your Amazon shopping, do it through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Thank you for joining us for another Fat Guy Radio Show. We are live and on the air. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who gonna put a hashtag on your ass and see how many hits it gets. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, May 16th, 2019, and we're coming to you live from Glendale, Arizona.
Beautiful.
Tonight you're going to experience a mostly clear with a little bit of wind. 62 is the low, 0% participation, and winds out of the southwest at 20 miles per hour with 26% humidity. Yes, folks, we are coming to you live from Arizona, and we are glad that you've joined us for today. We're going to have the hits. We're going to be playing all the hits for you today, getting ready to start your weekend off. Yes, Fat Guy Radio Show is what we consider the weekend cursor to the weekend coming. Right here on fatguyradioshow.com.
Not a good one.
No.
No.
I couldn't feel it.
Yeah, you have to feel it in
I have to feel it, and we've had this argument with D-Tay for years, and I'm not going to get into
it. And you said participation. What is precipitation?
What did I say?
You said participation.
Oh,
you said like 20% participation.
I apologize for that. See, here, what we're doing here, folks, is, here in Arizona, it's a low tonight of 62 degrees, mostly clear with a little bit of wind. Wind out of the southwest at 20 miles per hour with 0% participation. And the humidity is about 26%. Yes, folks, at the top of the hour, we'll be giving away a 1996 Pontiac Grand Am to caller number... Damn it, stepped on it. God damn it.
Off your game, big fella.
I am a little off my game. I tried to do it just a little bit. I tried to do it, but I just couldn't. You know, I tried to pull it together.
You know, you have to add a couple yada yada yadas at the end.
Some whoop-de-whoops, you know?
Be like, 100% chance of participation, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're playing all the hits today for you folks. Yes, we got a little bit of Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, coming at you folks. And when you're sitting back and you're thinking, damn it, I didn't put in 32 strong hours this week, and I'm ready for Friday. Well, consider Fat Guy Radio Show your Friday cursor. Yes, we are the preamble to the incoming weekend, folks, right here on fatguyradioshow.com. And I'm telling you folks, when you think about what you've got going on this weekend, you got to say, maybe you're going to pick up the kids. Maybe you're going to, I don't know, maybe you're going to dance a little bit in the street. I don't know what you're going to do. Sit around and just make a list and say, oh, whoop-de-whoop this and whoop-de-whoop that. No matter what it is, you're going to start it off with Fat Guy Radio Show on Thursday.
Yeah. Much better on that one.
Nailed that one.
Because you added the whoop-de-whoop.
And I did the finger quotations, whoop-de-whoop.
Whoop-de-whoop.
You guys are going to get me in so much trouble.
Ah, come on.
Hey, we're going to get them in so much trouble then, whoop-de-whoop.
I'm going to get you into so much poo. Ooh, whoop-de-whoop.
Oh, well, I don't want to get in any of that, folks. Yes. Oh, man. It's coming up again here, folks. You know, every time we think about the upcoming weekend, we're so glad that you started it off with us here at Fat Guy Radio Show. And there's a lot that can take place this weekend. No, we're not going to get any rain or anything like that. But all you got to do is just make sure you get into yourself a little bit of whoop-de-whoop.
The whoop-de-whoop's been helping you, man.
The whoop-de-whoop is really pulling it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the whoop-de-whoop show.
Now Corey's going to start saying whoop-de-whoop.
I am not.
Whoop-de-whoop.
Whoop-de-whoop.
Hey, Corey, what'd you do last weekend? You know, I went over to my boy's house and whoop-de-whoop. Next thing you know, I'm sitting here face up in an ass pie. Like, it's who knows?
face up in ass pie. You know, there's an interesting thing. When I think about the upcoming weekend, folks, the first thing that I say to myself is, am I going to have apple pie? Am I going to have peach pie? Am I going to have peach cobbler? Absolutely not. You know, I want to look at my boys and I want to say whoop-de-whoop and tell them, boys, I'm going to go out and get myself a fresh cup of ass pie.
It's a curious thing.
Stepped on it just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Stepped on it just a little bit.
It'd be dead.
I think Thank you, DA.
It'd be dead. It'd be like that sometime. So I heard this funny joke the other day.
Yes.
And it was about a zebra.
So the zebra, I'm already laughing.
So the zebra dies, right?
Uh-huh.
Goes to heaven. And at the gate, he sees St. Peter. He's like, hey, St. Peter, I got a question. Am I white with black stripes or am I black with white stripes? Mm. He goes, you know what, zebra? I don't know. That's something you have to talk to God about. So the zebra goes to God and is like, hey, God, I have a question. It's been bugging me for years. Can you tell me, am I white with black stripes or am I black with white stripes?
Mm-hmm.
And God says, you are what you are. And so the zebra goes, okay. Goes back to St. Peter's and he goes, hey, St. Peter, God told me. Oh, St. Peter goes, well, what did God tell you? He goes, God told me I am what I am. He said, you are what you are. And he goes, oh. So you're white with black stripes. He goes, why do you say that? He's like, because if you were black with white stripes, he would have said, you is what you is.
Oh, man, folks. When you talk about those zebras, folks, you know, everybody, when you're out in the woods and you hear hooves coming your way, you automatically think horsey. No, that's probably not the case. You got to think outside the box. It may be even a zebra. That was a wrong post because I knew that it was a musical post, though, is what they call it. But don't worry about that, folks. Just think zebra, whoop-de-whoop.
So you didn't step on it. It stepped on you this time.
Yeah, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock landed on us. We didn't cross the border. The border crossed us.
Gandhi.
Run for the border, Taco Bell. All right, that's all I got. Speaking of food, pizza toppings. What do you I get a little creative when I get pizzas.
Okay.
Because I do like those pizza boutiques.
You said pizzas. He don't eat just one.
What?
Did you see that video of the people that ordered 10 and when they walked in the house, it was only 5 boxes?
Uh-uh.
They ate 5 on the way home. I'll show it to you after the
video. Oh, wow.
That's messed up. We got a lot of videos to watch after the show, boys. Here's the thing.
Hashtag Tumblr.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, right here before your weekend gets started, we want you to sit back and bring you a little bit of breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. If you remember, a few weeks back, I announced, or maybe a few months ago, I announced that Tumblr had taken away all the porn. And it really broke the hearts of many of men across the country. And every 16-year-old and 17-year-old realize they're going to have to start going to the movie theater to see their piece of ass. But there's breaking news whenever it feels like breaking, folks. Tumblr has decided that they're going to let the porn come back. Well, maybe not let the porn back, but they're not going to break through it like they were doing before. So if you were me, I'd be grabbing your iPhones this coming weekend and enjoying yourself some Tumblr. Whoop-de-whoop.
Much better.
Thank you. It makes the joke is even better when there's laughter. Here's the thing.
Oh, there's a joke?
Pizza toppings.
Pizza topping.
Pizza toppings.
All right.
Now, if Little D was here, which he's not, he might join us a little later in the show. Little D would have pizza toppings would probably be cheese and pepperoni. Probably not even the pepperoni.
Bologna.
Or bologna.
He's a bologna guy.
From the church bake sale.
Fried bologna? Fried bologna on a pizza?
Sidebar. Okay. We're all over the place.
Fried bologna sandwiches.
Sidebar. No. I got a new burger smasher.
Panini press?
No. One of the cast iron burger weights.
There's a cast iron burger weight.
Yes, there is. I bought one off of Amazon, thefatguyradioshow.com.
Link on page.
And I got it because I the day before, or 2 days before, because it's, 2 day prime shipping. 2 days before, my breakfast sandwich, I fried up some bologna
mm-hmm.
because I didn't have any sausage. And the bologna, it was thick cut bologna, bubbled up in the middle. So I had a bologna hat.
As it does.
You know, as it does. So I was frustrated by that. I said, you know what? I'm going to take the bull by the horns.
Okay.
And I'm going to get myself one of those cast iron smash doohickeys from Amazon. Mm-hmm. So right. I ordered myself one, came in 2 days, put the fried bologna back on my Hampton Beach grill set thingy that I got.
The same fried bologna or a new slice?
A new slice, you
got
boob.
It.
Now you saved that fried bologna for 2 days.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to grab you by the horns and I'm going to smash you with my cast iron.
And I put it back on the grill with the cast iron. Perfectly beautiful sear on the outside. And then I did some recipe testing. I put it up on my Instagram page. That it was so good, I forgot to take a picture of it. I did a recipe test where I combined ground turkey with sweet Italian sausage.
Oh, that sounds good.
And made it into a burger. And again, went to the cast iron smasher thingy and smashed my meat.
Oh, man. Cast iron is the only way you smash your meat.
Cast iron is the only way you smash your meat. So, anyway, pizza toppings, DA.
I'm going to go with jalapenos and pepperoni.
Jalapenos and pepperoni. I'm going to go ahead and give you
a ding.
A buzzer. That's pretty bland and boring. D-Tay, what about you on your pizza toppings?
Well, the last time I ate pizza, I had chicken, spinach, and artichoke hearts.
Okay, that's going to get a ding.
With garlic.
Of course, garlic. Of course it gets a ding.
You just can't do
artichoke hearts? Really?
Artichoke hearts, that's a ding.
Oh my God. But jalapeno and pepperoni gets a
That's
you're
boring.
A basic bitch, bro.
It's boring.
And I can say bitch and I'll get dumped.
Chicken, artichoke hearts. That sounds like a salad.
Did you say, what kind of meat was that? Chicken?
Chicken?
Chicken.
Chicken?
Chicken.
You just can't do it.
Let me guess yours, Corey.
I like a little flamboyant on it. I slightly roast it with some peppercorns. And then I get my sliced garlic, and then I put the garlic on it. That's why I gave you the ding, D-Tay. And then I also get a little bit of hash browns.
Yeah,
straight from Idaho.
Corny, man.
He's so mad.
He's so
well, because I love jalapeno. I love pepperoni.
Okay, that's fine, but it's you don't think that that's boring?
No, I don't.
That's like so one layered, one note flavor. You got spice and you got savory. That's it. There's nothing to break it up. And then you got jalapeno and pepperoni. Boom. Jalapeno pepperoni is like driving a white Ford Taurus.
He reminded me of a movie I love with the little dude, the little rat in the head. I was going to call him Ratatouille, but Fatatouille goes too much. It flows off the tongue a lot better.
Your pizzas are boring.
You're Fatatouille.
And you're Dumpatouille. Here's the thing.
That's what I have to do right now, actually.
Yeah, we're doing it after the show.
Okay.
All right, so my pizzas, I like spinach.
Okay.
I like the veggies on the pizza. I like the bell peppers. I like olives on my pizza. But I do like I love artichoke hearts. I am one of those people that will go with sardines. I think sardines add a umami salty flavor to any pizza, and it's delicious.
What about anchovies?
What did I say?
You said sardines.
Oh, sardines are anchovies.
Idiot.
Are they?
He is not high class at all. Give yourself a buzzer.
Why do I have to give myself
that
a buzzer?
That is disgusting. That's like every cliche pizza.
That's not every cliche pizza.
Every cliche pizza that's disgusting.
Every cliche pizza is pepperoni and jalapeno.
No, it's not.
That's cliche.
Name one.
Can we all agree, though, there's no pineapple?
Yeah, no pineapple.
Yeah, no pineapple on the pizza. No. Out on the pineapple. Fat Guy Radio
Show. Good evening. This is Don Rumbaugh with the news. As you know, our news is the latest news in town, the most up-to-date news possible. Even I have not as yet seen the news. News coming directly from a news machine right here in our studio, taken from the machine as we go on the air and read to you so that you see the news as we see the news. And now, here's the news. A momentary delay here as the machine is turned on here in the studio for the news. Now, here's the news. The machine is broken. Well, that's news. Well, it's now time for News Hotline. Yes, this is a chance for you folks at home to call right down here to the news station and ask any question you have at all about the news. I'll be answering the phone right here on the air and answering any of those questions you have. Remember, the number is Quincy 50791. Any question at all you have on the news, just call down here at that number. That number again, Quincy 90753. We have four operators on duty. Those lines are tied up at first. Keep calling. Questions don't necessarily have to be about the news. Anything at all about my personal life or anything of that nature, glad to call down. Quincy 90573. Well, there's the phone now. Hello, News Hotline. Yeah. What? All right. Quart of milk, loaf of bread, and... Who is this? Oh, no, honey, I can't talk to you now. No, I'm on the air. Yep. Well, I'll call you a little later. Yeah, right. Okay, right. Huh? I'm on. Okay. Poopsie whoopsie loves you too.
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blades. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blades.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnetic. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
And Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
Oh, I always lose my place here because it also says my little brother, DJ Lil D, who's not here. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on our Facebook Live like Jake Woods did. Sup, players? Now that he's gotten his mention, he'll be gone. Tweet us your comments at Fat Guy Radio Show for those of you that are streaming the show on Twitter. You're also welcome to get at us in the DM. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I just tried to scroll my screen on my laptop, realizing that it's no longer a touch screen. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by Home Depot at fatguyradioshow.com/Home Depot. Take advantage of the Memorial Day savings. Up to 35% off select furniture, up to 40% off select mattresses, and up to 40% off on select ceiling fans at the Home Depot. And if you're in any of the southern states like Arizona, it's starting to get a little hot outside. That 40% off ceiling fans is perfect for you. I'm going to take advantage of that 40% off ceiling fans because I want to upgrade my ceiling fans to remote control.
Okay.
And remote control, because how many times are you laying in the bed and you're like, man, I wish that ceiling fan was just going a little faster, but you're comfortable and you're snugged in tight. You don't want to get up and, you know, pull the chain or go over and flip the switch on the wall.
Never.
So I'm going to go to Home Depot at fatguyradioshow.com/Home Depot, and I'm going to get myself one of those remote controlled ceiling fans. Memorial Day savings and all your Home Depot shopping starts at fatguyradioshow.com. Home Depot. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Home Depot or through the Home Depot banner. More savings, more doing at the Home Depot. And we welcome you to the show. I might be spending a little time on Home Depot through our Home Depot banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com because my house, it's very well documented, DA, that my house is like 33 years old now.
No, that's not too bad.
It's not too bad, but I have a downstairs powder room.
Oh, okay.
What?
A powder room. Keep going.
It's a powder room.
No, it's not. Keep going.
What is it then?
A restroom?
No, it's a powder room.
Why is it called a powder room?
Because all you can do in there is use a restroom. There's a single toilet, a sink, and that's all that's in there.
That's it. It's a powder room. That's considered a powder room.
Yeah, but why is it considered a powder room?
Because you go in there to powder your face.
Yeah, your nose.
Your nose is on your face.
The reason they call it a powder room is because you go in there to powder, but it's a quick maintenance.
Quickie.
It's a quarter bath.
Okay.
All right.
You just don't get it, do you?
So I bring my baby powder in there to put on the boys.
Talcum your balls.
Okay.
So in my powder room, in my downstairs,
powder room.
I'm through Home Depot. I think my toilet is, it's not an old toilet, but it's a smaller model toilet, and it's one of those full 5-gallon flush toilets.
Ooh.
So it's an older toilet, but it's not, you know, ancient. I mean, there's no crank handle on there in order for you to flush it. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to pull the handle from the top and have the water from the top come down.
Exactly. Yeah. Or take a bucket and pour it down there to wash your little poopies away. I don't know why I laughed at that, but I did.
Because you said little poopies.
I did say little poopies. So I was I'm going to go through the Home Depot banner and give me some of those low flow toilets.
Ooh.
And I was peeping them out on the Home Depot app earlier this week because I got a lot of time on my hands. And they have the ones where with two buttons, you got the normal poopy button and you got the super Thanksgiving Day dinner poopy button where it gives an extra gush of water. Okay.
Yeah, because I couldn't survive a low flow.
You know what? I didn't think I could either, but I had one installed a couple of years ago in my master suite.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly enough, it handles the big business.
You know what I really want? I really want a bidet.
I want a bidet.
I say bidet. It is a bidet to you. Yes, it is. Bidet to you, too.
Bidet to you, too.
Bidet to you, too.
I said bidet.
Assalamu bidet.
It's a Lego bidet.
Yeah. Especially with that bow tie rocket today.
Anyway, that's what I was getting at.
Hey, we do need some bean pies. All right.
Ugh.
So I'm thinking about upgrading the toilet,
uh-huh.
and I was going to do it through Home Depot.
Okay.
But I've never really installed a toilet, but I know Home Depot has all of these do-it-yourself videos.
Mm.
I think I'm going to stab it, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I don't have a truck. Toilets come in huge boxes, don't they?
Usually.
Yeah.
Unless you buy it from IKEA.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it from IKEA. I'm buying it from Home Depot.
Well, I know.
Yeah, Home Depot delivers.
What?
Deliver it, and then I can install it. I'm not very handy, but I think I can do it.
Well, don't they offer insulation too?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying.
Well, there you go.
I think I'm just thinking about it like a little home
and then home get
improvement
bidet.
Project.
Get the bidet, invite me over.
See, okay, so this is what's going to happen. If he doesn't buy the install, he's going to be like, "Dite, I know you're handy. Can you show me how to do guys work?" Like what is this thing with the flat thing and it turns and what is that? And I'm like, it's a screwdriver. Like
I know what a screwdriver is and I know what a wrench is.
Because
I used to be a wrench.
That's a Grinch.
No, because the Lord saved a wrench like me.
Amen, brother.
I once was lost. No, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna do it. Jim Amato off of the Facebook says, "Soft closing seats. Can't forget those. They are amazing soft closing seats, and I believe they have some with the nightlight built into them now, so you don't have to turn the bathroom light on when you go whizzy whizzy tinkle poo in the middle of the night.
I just spray.
Wait, what's a soft closing seat? Is that, does that mean it closes slowly? So
it's kind of it's kind of like those fancy business doors, so they don't slam anybody's fingers. They come all the way to the point of closing, and they just poof, bump themselves, and then you hit like this little.
It has a tight spring, so when it gets low, and then it goes, whoosh, and then they go, shh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which, again, and, I just want a bidet.
And with it being in my downstairs powder room,
mm-hmm.
and that powder room being near the living room and the general meeting area, I mean, how embarrassing if you go in there and, you know, you happen to drop the toilet seat, and you got a clinky clank, and it's heard throughout the rest of the house. It's important. It's embarrassing. Yeah. So the smooth closing.
I've never had that issue because usually if the powder room is like by other stuff, I just go in the top tank.
You were disgusting.
He said he just chops double deckers.
Well, that way it doesn't splash. I don't really have to flush.
Bro, when anybody else flush, brown water's going to come out.
Yeah, but I don't have to flush.
I got a mental picture.
It's bad.
He ain't just settling up with his brown ass just up to somebody's toilet tank.
But I call shenanigans.
And squeezing off a deuce. You disgusting son of a bitch.
I call shenanigans because have you ever taken off the top of a tank and put it back on? That makes more noise than clanking the sink.
And when you do take it off and you saddle up to that, you're going to get that little plunger thing right up the booper scooper.
Exactly. A bidet. I've been telling you about a bidet.
A bidet is a squirt of water. If you are settling up and deucing in the tank of a toilet, you're going to have that little plunger thing that's going to go right up your pooper scooper.
But it does, at the top of the little plunger thing, it has the water spout. All you have to do is turn it over and it'll squirt up your butt.
Whose bidet house are you pooper scooping the tank in?
I'm not about to snitch on myself, but anybody listening that's ever had an Upper Decker probably knows it was me now.
Is that a real name?
It's called an Upper Decker.
It's really called the Upper Decker?
Yeah.
We're going to have to add that to the list of videos to look at the end of the show. Here's the thing.
I don't want to watch that. I've never heard
of an Upper Decker.
Yeah, no, it's like a real thing.
Yeah.
It's real nasty. My question is, okay, so we already debunked the fact that it doesn't make noise coming up and putting it back on. Second question, are you laying it down on the countertop? Are you putting it on the floor? What happens if it falls off the countertop and hits the floor and the top of the tank shatters?
Oh,
like there's so many things that go wrong. Are you sitting on the top of the tank
sitting
with the
top of the tank
in your hand?
So what do your arms do when you're boo-booing, when you're taking a number two, what are your arms doing?
They resting on my lap.
Exactly. Wouldn't it be more comfortable to have a tray?
So you have it resting on your lap?
Bam, just resting on my lap.
So you're using the toilet tank cover
as a tray.
As a tray.
Yep.
Those things weigh at least a minimum of 5 pounds.
Are you that weak? You can't do any squats, can you?
I clearly can't because I don't squat on the tank of my toilet.
The only time Corey squats is when he has to open the oven door.
I don't even squat for that. When I moved into my house, I actually had my father, God rest his soul, make sure that those bolts are down in the back because I let that door just flop open.
That is wildly dangerous.
How do you put it back up?
Oh, very easily. You just lift it up or you kick it with your foot.
That is wildly dangerous. It just falls down?
Hey, dude, I know you're not judging me. You poop in the tank.
I mean, at least I'm pooping in some water.
You're a tank pooper.
Hey.
Am I the only civilized person here?
No, you're not. Not with those braids and that bow tie.
Yeah,
here's
real.
The thing.
I checked my wallet 3 times during the show.
I know. I don't know why, but I feel very unsafe today.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I don't know why, but I feel like it's the thuggish, ruggish bone. It's the thuggish, ruggish bone.
It's the thug is bone.
That'd be a good place to go to break.
That's how you get me with a sing-along.
Yeah,
not those stupid musicals y'all do.
Yeah, because it was some blacks.
Some thuggish, ruggish stuff.
Well, I can't be racist because I'm trying to get this local magazine to write an article about the show, so I'm trying to...
Jet?
No.
Ebony?
Who?
He said local.
Have you seen those pamphlets? They're pretty local to me.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break right here. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this. It's our bonus show. What a wonderful way to get the free show each and every day. When you buy the bonus show, we can stay on the air. Less than coffee. No, it's not free. Buy the bonus show. See, when you support us by purchasing the bonus show at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, you help keep the weekly shows free. And the show can grow so you get more. Go by the bonus show. So go by the bonus show. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn.
Look at yourself. Take a long look.
I used to be just like.
Here at Fat Guy Radio Show Labs, we like to consider ourselves the kind of people with our thumb on the pulse of America. Therefore, for three easy payments of free 99, you get Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Tumblr. Though they got rid of all the porn. Fat Guy Radio Show Labs is creating fun, interesting things for you to like, share, and repost. So take advantage of this limited time offer of three easy payments of free 99 and find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Tumblr. Again, sorry, there's no porn. Fat Guy Radio Show Labs, where fun is turned into funny. Get it? And Tumblr got rid of all the porn.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more. So I do the deed,
get up and leave. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by it's Amazon. It's Amazon. It's the greatest sponsor in the world, Azon. It's Amazon. It's Amazon. Shop through the banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Nice.
Thank you.
That was camp.
That was beautiful. Portion is brought to you by Amazon through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Get ready for summer. From sunnies to swimmies to sunscreen and beach towels, Amazon has the best deals and hottest picks to make waves this season. For all your Amazon shopping, big or small, support the show by shopping through our Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we thank you so much for doing so. Welcome back to the show. Gentlemen and gentlemen everywhere and everywhere. So, as you know, I spent a lot of time watching television.
I'm sure you did.
Did you watch TV as a child?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch any of those educational shows?
Animaniacs.
Animaniacs.
Yeah. Arthur.
Arthur.
Did Mr. Redburn just came out.
Yeah, I was like, and that's wrong, man.
What just happened?
Interspecies marrying.
Arthur was an interspecies marriage?
No, but one of the characters on Arthur, the teacher, Mr. Ratburn.
Oh, Mr. Ratburn.
Was married to another male character.
Of a different species.
Of a different species.
Well, do we know what the species are, Bert and Ernie?
They're no. Puppets.
Oh, now they're puppets. A few weeks ago, they were people.
They've been puppets.
A few weeks ago, they were people. Remember?
They turned into puppets?
I bet you I have a sound clip of a show that we all watched as a kid.
Pinocchio.
Nope, not Pinocchio.
Lamb Chop.
Nope, not Lamb Chop.
Oh, the one with the moose.
Rocky
and Bullwinkle.
Rocky and Bullwinkle. I love that show.
No, it's not Gumby either.
Who?
Gumby. That was a religious kids show.
I used to watch Gumby.
It was Claymation.
It was
the dude
cool.
with the horse.
Yeah. Two guys, one horse. That's what it was.
That's a wild Tumblr video.
That's a search feature, folks. Don't search it. Good Lord.
Popular.
But I watched a lot of those educational shows, like Mr. Rogers, Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one that came on, I want to say Saturday afternoon, like kind of after all the cartoons had ran their course.
Magic School Bus.
No, it's not the Magic School Bus.
Miss Frizzle is fine,
but
the Reading Rainbow.
A dragon turned into a school bus. Didn't the dragon turn into the school bus?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
What do you mean the dragon? What dragon?
Puff.
The dragon in that.
Like her pet.
Yeah, her pet. Her Mrs. What's her name?
Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle's lizard. Pet dragon.
No, it did not turn into a school bus because there was episodes where Liz, the lizard's name, Liz, was still there and the school bus was smaller than Liz.
I think Miss Fizzle was doing something weird with that dragon, but that's just me. However, there is one show we are neglecting to remember.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
T- Tell me you didn't watch Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I didn't.
Dude, I totally. When I was a young warthog. And I heard this come through from the living room.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I didn't come running, but I moved swiftly.
I thought you were going to say you were running. Never mind.
No, I didn't.
You didn't come running. He tumbled in.
I tumbled in like the boulder yeah.
from a famous archaeologist
yeah.
in a movie
yeah.
called Indiana Jones.
And photosynthesis. I learned photosynthesis from
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Well, Bill Nye the Science Guy decided to take on, he was invited on HBO's Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay. Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Well, Bill Nye... This guy,
Bill Nye the Science Guy,
who is like
Bill Nye the Science Guy,
the cleanest kids TV show type of scientist, you know what I mean? It was cutesy, but it was also educational as well. Well, this show, of course, is off the air, and Bill is a lot older now, and he went on John Oliver, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and he was, I think, describing global warming.
Yep.
And he got a little, he let his hair down. Let's just say this much.
Yeah, he did.
And we have the clip for you here, ladies and gentlemen. It is Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Here, I've got an experiment for you. Safety glasses on.
He always said that.
By the end of this century, if emissions keep rising, the average temperature on Earth could go up another 4 to 8 degrees. What I'm saying is the planet's on fire. There are a lot of things we could do to put it out. Are any of them free? No, of course not. Nothing's free, you idiots. Grow the f*** up. You're not children anymore. I didn't mind explaining photosynthesis to you when you were 12, but you're adults now, and this is an actual crisis. Got it? Safety glasses off, my
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
That's our beloved Bill Nye the Science Guy dropping F-bombs on HBO.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that shook me to my soul because I looked up to him as a kid.
Yeah.
So why did it shake you?
Because I looked up to him as a kid.
No, but I mean, like, so you've never had a childhood hero cuss?
No.
Dude, come on.
It messed me up when I saw, what's his name from Full House? Bob Saget do stand-up for the first time.
He's raunchy.
He is nasty, dragged through the dirt, dirty, and it just from that wholesome character that he played on Full House to his stand-up, that's a shocker. That's a mind effort. So it was a mind effort to see Bill Nye just completely let loose.
I mean, I think it's cool. He's being himself.
I mean, I'm an adult now, and he makes.
Are you?
He makes a point, but still, it's Bill. Dude, how would you feel if, like, Mr. Rogers, God rest his soul, mm-hmm. was still around, and instead of him taking his shoe off and just tossing it from one hand to the other, he took his shoe off, threw it on the floor, and just flipped you off?
That'd be gangster. I like it.
How would you? You wouldn't be upset about that?
Yo, nope. If like a big booty girl just walked out from the back, he just smacked it.
You want Mr. Rogers
uh-huh.
smacking that ass.
I seen it on Tumblr.
Can we get Tom Hanks to like dress up again as Mr. Rogers and smack some girl's ass?
You're soft. And I just don't mean like your squishy body. I mean like inside, squishy body. You're soft.
I'm not soft.
You're soft.
I look up. I had very little to go on as a child.
Uh-huh.
So TV was all I had, buddy.
Uh-huh.
So when I looked up to Bill Nye the Science Guy, I didn't expect him to know the F word. I thought the only F word he knew was Fahrenheit.
That was a good effort.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I wrote that in the car on the way in.
But so in that clip though, he makes good points, and he said no. Like, saving the earth and cooling it down is not free. But at the same time, they want us to get educations and everything so we can make more money. But they want us to go over, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt to get these educations that they want us to do in order to make the world a better place. But we're already fighting an uphill battle. So now I got to pay student loans and save the world? See, like, come on, cut me some slack.
I'm just a common folk, man.
We don't need to save the world. Why? We're going to save the world so the politicians can ruin it. Here's the thing. Some of the childhood shows off the Facebook AK-47, Barney. You wouldn't be distraught if Barney came out cussing.
Did you know Barney under that suit was black?
Of course. Where else are you going to find a 6, 17, 18, 19-year-old black guy who's like 7 foot tall?
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad.
What about Schoolhouse Rock?
I never watched it.
Oh, that's how I learned not to do drugs.
Conjunction, junction, yeah, what's your function? Telling these hoes that they can go F them.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I was distraught by that.
Nah.
I was.
Like, if the Power Rangers, I looked up to the Power Rangers. If I saw some of them cussing, I would have just walked outside and started cussing.
Yo, you
too.
Know Zach was smashing the Yellow Ranger.
Well, Zach was the White Ranger?
Nah, he was a Black Ranger.
Wait, there was a Black Ranger?
He was black.
There was a Black Ranger?
I thought the Black Ranger was the one in the white suit.
No, bro. You obviously you didn't watch Power Rangers.
I don't remember. I did a lot of drugs. I didn't watch Tommy.
So Tommy.
See, I laughed.
Was the Tommy was the Red Ranger.
Uh-huh.
Or was the White Ranger. Then you had the Red Ranger, who was white. Then you had the Blue Ranger, who was nerdy and white and gay. And then you had...
They had a gay ranger?
A gay ranger? No wonder
why said he. They never said he was gay, but you can kind of feel.
He
got a little sugar in his tank.
He had His tights were extra tight.
His tights were extra tight.
Yes.
What did he morph into, like a zebra?
He morphed into a triceratops.
You know what? It's really interesting, the topics that we bring up on this show that you actually engage with. But go ahead. It's good radio.
And then... The Black Ranger.
What, gay rangers? Tell me more.
The Black Ranger was played by a black guy. Mm-hmm. And then, now that I think about it, they were so racist with the Black Ranger.
Yeah, that seems tone deaf.
Everyone else is a dinosaur.
Yes.
Right?
And what was the Negro
Ranger? All the white people were dinosaurs. You had the T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
You had two T-Rexes, actually.
Uh-huh.
You had the green one and the red one. Then you had the... The pterodactyl, mm-hmm. then the triceratops, all the white people. Then you got the Asian chick, who was a saber-toothed tiger.
And I thought that was the White Ranger.
No. He was the white tiger.
Yeah, the White
but
Ranger.
That was, but that was after he already had a green dinosaur. So they gave him a dinosaur at one point in the show.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Then you had the black dude, who was the mastodon.
Mm.
The prehistoric... elephant. And what makes it even more racist, the reason why they gave him the mastodon because he had the hugest trunk.
I see what they did there.
You got to it before I got to it. Now I see. Are you sure it wasn't the gay ranger that wanted the big trunk? What?
Maybe. He always morphed right before the mastodon morphed.
Tone deaf.
What did the gay ranger morph into?
The triceratops.
Ah, because he was... Never mind, that's too far to go on.
Let's not say it.
Afterburn, thefatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. No, that would have been way too far. I'm trying to get a magazine article written about the show.
Jet.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm a jet out of here after this show, though. What was I talking about?
Triceratops. Oh, TV shows. Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, TV shows. That's not what I was talking about.
Schoolhouse Rock?
Way to go, Corey. Way to pay attention to the show.
I know, for real.
That's what happens when I'm swimming upstream.
The things you're choosing to engage with is crazy to me right now.
I hate this guy so much.
There were 103 TV shows that were announced to be canceled or ending.
What?
By the fall of 2019.
One of them is Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory is ending and going away.
That's one of my old favorite TV shows.
I want to talk some TV show here. Some TV talk here, boys, if you don't mind.
All right.
Talk it.
The 103 TV shows. Now, I know that people probably don't really get upset when they hear that a TV show is going away because TV shows these days live on in perpetuity online. Mm-hmm. They're swallowed up by Netflix. They're swallowed up by Hulu Have Live Sports. They're swallowed up by Amazon. You know what I mean? Do I get money for that?
No, you don't.
There you go. But somebody throw me some water. Hulu Has Live Sports. Don't you throw that at me. I hit you in the face. So people don't really get upset, but I'm a little upset about some of these TV shows that are going off the air.
Which ones?
Okay.
You okay, Lady K? No, I'm not okay. I'm swimming up backwards, sweetie. Here, I'm just gonna, I'll run through some of them, and then you let me know if one jumps out at you.
Okay.
Cancel for next season. ABC, okay, they renewed American Housewife, American Idol. That really needs to go. American Idol, really. A Million Little Things.
No.
Blackish, which
Blackish getting a spinoff too.
It is.
Half-ish.
Bless This Mess. I don't know why.
Wait, so these are all ones that got renewed?
These are renewed.
I want to hear the ones that got canceled.
Okay, well, fine. You want to get to the bad stuff. All right.
Well, yeah, because I mean,
this is America.
Well, because if they got renewed, we're going to see them when they come on.
That's very true. All right. Canceled. ABC canceled The Fix, For the People. Mm-mm. This one I'm upset about. The Kids Are All Right.
Never heard of it.
Boo. 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 Never heard of it. The Kids Are All Right, where it's the remake of the 70s style TV show. I love that show.
I guess those kids aren't all right.
They're not all right anymore. This one breaks my heart, too. Speechless.
Never heard
of it. On ABC got canceled. Boo! Boo! Boo!
You know what's funny? I've heard of all the shows that are getting renewed. I've never heard of all the ones that are getting canceled, so that's why.
Splitting Up Together.
Never heard of it.
Take Two.
Nope.
Whiskey Cavalier.
No.
None of them.
None of them.
No.
Are we up on a break?
We are.
All right, let's take a quick break right here. We'll come back with the other side of the list with ABC and, man, I mean, just come on, people. Speechless? That's a little dude in the wheelchair. What? It's a handicapped kid.
He's wheeling on to unemployment.
I guess he was less speechless.
I see what you did there. But the kids are all right. I love that show. They had a little kid on there that was a little small. He was the smallest, cutest little kid. And I loved it. He always said, I'm going to have a major surgery.
Calm down, Michael Jackson.
He'd believe everything.
You hear him talk about these kids?
I'm talking about the show, you angry, angry, angry black man. We're never going to get that magazine article written about this show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this Fat Guy Radio Show, I hate you with every ounce of my being. We'll be right back on the other side of this.
Uh-oh! Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Kathy, guess what day it is? Aw, come on, I know you can hear me. Jim. What day is it, Jim? Martha, guess what today is? It's App Day! Woo-woo!
Corey, how happy are folks who download the Fat Guy Radio Show app? Happier than that idiot who thinks App Day is a real thing. Download the Fat Guy Radio Show app today for your iPhone and iPad at fatguyradioshow.com/app.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Welcome back to the show. Whoa, 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 everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Afterburn. And now to put someone on the spot, here's DA to tell you about why you should subscribe to our bonus show, Afterburn. Take it away, DA.
So you want to subscribe because I can be uninhibited. Uninhibited means I can curse. I can be myself. I can let my hair down and say what I want and say how we feel. We vibe. We gel. Not only as radio companions, but as brothers. Get Afterburn. $3.99.
It is not $3.99. Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.
$8.99.
Thank you, DA.
Get the premium
that.
And that's watch the, us and look at us.
Yeah, okay. All right. We got it.
You see me? Which camera am I on?
You're not on any camera.
Oh.
I'm done. I'm so done with this guy.
I am too.
Who hired him?
I have no idea.
We talk and yada yada and whoop-de-woo.
All right, back to the TV gone list. All right, let's go over to CBS.
Okay.
Also known as the Christian Broadcasting Systems.
That's false.
I don't know what CBS stands for. Gone! Canceled or ending? The Big Bang Theory, as DA mentioned.
Sad.
I never got into that show.
The last few seasons have been horrible, though, so... Yeah.
Was Johnny Galecki still on that show?
Oh, yeah.
What's his
name? A million David. An episode, all of them.
What did you say?
The dude that played David?
Yeah, David from Roseanne.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Code Black.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Fam.
Nope.
Happy Together.
What's up? You said nope. Fam. What's up?
Fam is the TV show.
Oh, they got a TV show named Fam?
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't know about it.
Nah.
Life in Pieces.
Nope.
Murphy, I heard of that one.
Murphy Brown.
Wasn't that the
season.
Old TV show?
And they brought it back.
Oh, wow.
And ooh. It's gone.
Should have left it in the past.
And Salvation is gone from CBS.
Not if you have Jesus.
Fox renewed a lot of good things, but Fox is canceling The Cool Kids. Never heard of it.
Oh, I like that show.
Oh, it's that's the one with the older.
Yeah, and they're in the nursing home in Tucson.
David Alan Greer.
Yeah, David Alan Greer.
Oh,
it's hilarious.
From In Living Color.
Yeah.
Hey, that show's hilarious. I'm surprised it didn't get renewed.
Yeah, it's gone. The Gifted.
That's the one with the slow kid, and he's really gifted.
They don't want handicapped kids on TV no more?
The thing is, I don't think he was really handicapped. And people were mad, and that's probably why it's getting canceled, because he plays a guy that has Asperger's. Not the kind you make, but like the condition.
The kind okay. I make.
He doesn't make Asperger's, he eats them.
Here
that's
come.
When he eats burgers off of the ass of a cow. It's an Asperger.
You're an Asperger.
But he doesn't actually have the disease, so they're saying, why can't you get people, you know, with the actual disease to play the
show with the family? I can't remember the name of it, but
Married with Children.
No, it was like a freaking huge family, but one of
Family
the,
Matters.
Brady Bunch.
Can you let me finish describing it before
That's what
you start
she said.
Guessing? Oh my God.
That's what she said.
I know.
Can you let me finish?
Now the show is half over. He's turning it up now.
I know, right?
I've been turned up.
Where was he 20 minutes ago when I was swimming upstream?
I was on Tumblr. I'm not going to lie.
Go ahead, D-Tay.
I don't even know what the name of the show was, but it was on ABC Family, mm-hmm. and it had the girl from The Duff in it.
I don't know.
And her little brother had Asperger's in that show, and I don't think he had Asperger's in real life.
Probably not.
Well, I know there's people that play things on TV that don't really have it in real life.
I mean, the dude from Bates Motel is supposed to have Tourette's or something like that in the show or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what he has in his... Oh, he has autism, right?
Right, right.
But in real life, you don't have autism?
And yeah. I mean, here I am on Fat Guy Radio Show, mm-hmm. and in real life, I'm not fat.
Exactly.
Lethal Weapon is gone.
That one was
about
stupid.
Time.
Yeah.
The Passage is gone. Proven Innocent. Real, R-E-L. I don't know what that is.
Oh, Rel.
Rel.
You are so out of touch. I didn't like Rel, though. The acting was bad.
Well, I mean, the writing was bad.
Yeah.
But I do feel bad about that show being canceled because Sinbad does need to, like, revitalize his career.
I didn't like Sinbad in that show. That he was actually one of the, like, besides just hilarious, he was one of the ones that I just couldn't vibe with. Everything with him seemed forced.
Who?
Sinbad. He was Rel's dad in the show.
Sinbad is still relevant?
No,
he's trying to come back.
Yeah.
The last time I saw Sinbad, he was crossing Jefferson Street in downtown Phoenix going to a Phoenix Suns game.
Wow, he was disappointed.
Wow.
That was the last time I saw Sinbad. Now, Sinbad is aware of the show. He turned down our invitation to be a part of the show because he's a connection through Nick West.
Oh, nice.
Hi, Sinbad, big fan.
Sinbad.
I love Sinbad, but the last time I seen Sinbad was
comedy's
first
better.
Kid.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I like that.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
He's a stand-up comedian?
Yeah, he's a stand-up comedian.
Oh, he's really good at stand-up.
Yeah,
he's a lot better at stand-up. And Star is gone from...
My wife is pissed about that one.
Yeah.
Which one's Star? Is that the one with all the gay kids?
No, Star is the one with a white girl. She's in a singing group. And the last episode, spoiler alert, Star.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Star's sister gets married, and they come and shoot up the wedding. And they shoot mad main characters, and you don't know who's still alive and who's dead. And that's how. And then they cancel the show after that.
Mm.
So yeah, that's my wife is pissed.
That's the perfect way to cancel the show.
That's what I was saying. Cliffhanger.
We only shoot everybody up. Just assume everyone died.
And they killed the grandma, so the guy that whose grandma died didn't know. So,
Hate that when grandma dies and nobody knows. NBC has canceled I Feel Bad. Marlon, another Living Color. Dude,
hated
right?
that show.
Revere is gone. Timeless, Trial and Error. I never watched any of these.
Nope, never heard of those.
Sounds like a lot of sitcoms are being like
But dude, they don't do sitcoms like they do sitcoms, you know, like they used to. The laugh track, or dead. It's really overproduced and overedited.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. They don't make no show, no new show is designed to last long. We're not going to see shows last as long as The Cosby Show. We're not going to see shows last as long as The Wonder Years or I Love Lucy or Will and Grace original. We're not going to see shows aren't designed. They go in for the quick gimmick laugh and they're out.
Well, I disagree. Shows will last that long. It's how we're getting the shows now. I just watched a show on IGTV. It was 20 minutes.
And I just watched a show on Amazon. What was the name of that? It was really interesting about this girl that had this girl that had superpowers, and she was kidnapped from a facility that created her.
Oh, snap.
By a guy that worked, and he raised her up and made her, you know, kind of like bionic womaned her and everything else.
Hannah.
Yes, it's Hannah.
Oh, I've been hearing a lot of good stuff.
Okay, I watched Hannah, and that show is not tied to any network. So you're right, Dan.
I believe that show is based off of the movie Hannah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I've never seen the movie Hannah.
Yeah. It's the same thing. I want to say...
Sounds like Black Lightning.
Yeah, maybe. Hannah.
It also sounds like Dark Angel.
It does sound a little bit like Dark Angel as well. And you know what? It was a good show. It was interesting. It was engaging. But it just fizzled out a little bit.
I feel like no show is gonna last like The Simpsons.
No, we're not gonna get any. No show. No one can design shows like that anymore.
South Park is.
I feel like writing for shows has been so hard.
Ridiculously horrible.
Speaking of which, I'm not even going to bring it up on the show because you guys don't even watch it. Game of Thrones.
Oh, I watched it.
I did not watch it, but no, I
have
did.
You, have
I,
you seen
I was
all
looking
the
for the coffee cup.
I watched a recap of all the seasons.
Then don't talk to me. Because like you're not like hearing someone else's opinion on it is not going to give you... And not experiencing it for yourself, you're not going to be able to formulate your
own
opinion.
Shouldn't you want an outsider's opinion?
Okay,
though?
But there's people that listen to the show that watch the Game of Thrones. So what is your opinion on it?
Yeah, let me hear you complain.
That's in there. That's in the system for you.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, the writing's been so, like, I see what they're trying to do and what they're trying, like, where they're trying to go with it.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage. But,
damn, now I'm not
going
to unhear that.
But
Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage.
South Park did one too, remember? Flaccid wieners, flaccid wieners, flaccid wieners.
That's flaccid why I didn't keep watching. Season one was nothing but flaccidness.
But the biggest problem is they're trying to do these grand, like, character, like, evolving moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they shortened the last two seasons from 10 to 7 episodes.
It's heading down.
You had 10 hours to do all this in, and then you shortened it, but then you raised the runtime of those episodes, and you smashed episodes together to fit everything in for one season.
I hate that.
If they would have just kept it 10 episodes and then raised the runtime, so made each episode an hour and a half like they already did, but cut the time. If they would have just kept 10 episodes at an hour and a half, they would have had way more time to fit in all the stuff they needed to do and like the character development that they needed to do in order to make this stuff stick and people be like, oh, I understand why that happened. That's great. Now, what they relied on is... And I'm a sucker for it because I do it anyways. Like, I watch it anyways.
Yeah.
But right after the show, the directors talk and recap that episode that you just watched and tell you why they made decisions and what the characters were going through and
that's
everything.
That's actually kind of cool.
It's cool to watch it and everything, but it's like, okay, I didn't see, like, what you're telling me, I didn't see that.
Maybe you didn't look hard enough.
No, because when it comes from the director, directors always see their product through a different lens than the audience does. And everybody that watches it has, some people do see what the director is explaining, but a lot of times you kind of miss it. But that appeals to my production side, my nerdist side. I like to get that behind the scenes stuff.
Walk with me real quick, DJ. Walk with me, okay?
With me. You got 30 seconds to walk.
I can do a lot in 30 seconds. Okay, never mind. All right, so the first episode I watched after season one, because season one bored the hell out of me and I just stopped watching. So then I watched the White Walker episode.
Season one is the best.
Spoiler alert. I watched the whole Arya jump man into the, you know, bam, which I think was that whole episode to me was pretty epic, but I guess it got a lot of backlash. Every episode this new season has gotten backlash. Like, Thrones fans are entitled little wussies, in my opinion, because they're just not happy with the product that they're getting. You've invested so much time in it, and you're not happy with how it's ending.
Exactly.
I think that what DT was explaining before, when they cut it from 10 to 7, that was them saving money at the viewer's expense. Because when it starts to happen like that, what they start to do is they're like, oh, crap, we can't afford to produce. And it started off so great, though.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
I heard that Game of Thrones was, like, so huge when it started.
It still is.
It was amazing. 10 to 7, that's them saving money at the viewer's expense. And I hate it when that happens. They should have just did the 10 and then foregone the last season and ended the way that they began. Go out with a bang. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Eddie Murphy knows how many sequels to do in a movie and then let it go. Except for Nutty Professor. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this. In the misty morning
fog with... If it's funny and laughter you seek, with a bit of weirdo and intrigue, then the words I am rhyming this day, I advise that you hear and obey. Every Thursday at 7 o'clock, to the internet we'd broadcast abroad. Out to iPads and tablets you'll see, it's our live stream of radio that's free. So join in to the talks and the squawks. Through your words we will share all your thoughts. On the Facebook, it's live that we stream. Every Thursday, come in, we won't scream. It is radio that all can come see. Bring a friend, grab a drink, come with me. Fat Guy Radio Show at 7 o'clock. It's the hottest show here on our block.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Target, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Target. That's Afterburn, Corey.
Target.
That's an Afterburn slide. Somebody's doing something wrong on the video switcher there. You know that idea I had before the show started? Might want to go with it. Yeah. All right. Today's show, this portion of the show is brought to you by Target. Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. The countdown to summer is on. Make sure you're set for barbecue season with grills for everyone's taste. You know what? I was actually looking at Target through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target, looking at charcoal grills. I have an electric grill.
Yeah.
It's great for firing off some food real quick. But there's just nothing like that charcoal grill
taste. Nothing like it.
And I know that it's a whole lot more work to get a charcoal grill growing than it is.
Yeah.
I mean, a gas grill, click, turn the knob.
Yeah.
Foosh,
boom. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you got the Bill Nye the Science Guy against the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got to get to Target through FatGuyRadioShow.com because I want to get me one of those. Maybe like a little small portable one since I don't do a lot. Mm-hmm. Of outdoor grilling in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But Target has got some amazing specials, especially on those charcoal grills. And of course, they've got gas grills, outdoor fryers, smokers, portable grills for beach and around the pool, and all the grilling accessories one can imagine. For all your Target needs, shop through the Target banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, have it delivered to your door, or pick it up at your favorite store. No matter which way you want it, it always starts at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. So easy, so fast, so Target. Welcome back to the show, everybody, everyone. So a few more TV shows that are gone from the CW.
before you get too deep in it, Ashley King off the Facebook said Empire, which is another big one.
Empire's gone?
Empire is in its last season now.
And Ashley King off AK-47, I didn't realize that Hannah was a movie either. I just thought it was that Amazon TV show or Amazon series. So off the CW, canceled. At Crazy Ex-Girlfriends, never knew anything about it.
Nope.
iZombie, Jane the Virgin.
Oh, they're canceling Jane the Virgin.
Yeah, Jane the Virgin.
No.
Jane the Virgin is gone.
I thought it was already ending anyways. Because
she lost her virginity.
Well, I don't know. It says canceled / ending, so it could be ending as well.
Okay, because I believe the story's wrapping up.
Yeah, but also Steve Harvey.
Yeah, I've been hearing about him lately.
Is gone.
Yeah,
Steve Harvey show, the talk show, is gone. And there's a lot of mixed stories that are buzzing around the inner highway about why he's gone.
Yeah.
But Kelly Clarkson has taken his slot in the fall.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson's coming out with a talk show.
Called Kelly?
I don't know what it's going to be called. It might be called The New Steve. I don't know. But
That's a Snapchat.
Steve with boobs.
And there are some mixed reviews about Steve Harvey, but a lot of memes that I'm seeing is dealing with, what's that black lady comedian? Monique.
Yeah.
Because Monique has been blackballed, allegedly, mm-hmm. from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve been trying to help Monique get back into the swing of things.
Oh.
And so a lot of people are posting up Steve Harvey show got canceled with a meme of Monique laughing.
Wow.
Now, here's the interesting thing. It's a little bit more deeper. The Steve Harvey talk show isn't the only show that got canceled.
Yeah.
He also got booted off the Little Things People show.
Yeah.
With the kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
The show didn't get canceled. He was let go.
Wow.
Yeah, he's getting replaced off of that one.
And they're replacing him with someone else.
So one thing to look for, if he gets kicked off of Family Feud or if he leaves Family Feud, he done did something.
Something is wrong. Something is a little hinky.
There was stupid backlash with him earlier in the week because he went on a rant on his Steve show.
Yes. About you sleeping, rich people.
Rich people don't sleep.
Rich people don't sleep.
And people miss the point. This is why I don't like social media. People miss the point of what he was saying. He was saying specifically in California. They're in California. Don't sleep until 8 o'clock. The Wall Street's been open. Stock market's been open for, since, 7 or whenever they open. I don't know when the bell rings. But you're sleep through a lot of stuff. Get up.
I heard what he said and I watched the clip and I kind of agree with him and then I kind of don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, you want to be on top of your game,
mm-hmm.
at all times. And maybe he was using sleep in that different sense or that different definition of missing an opportunity.
Or sleeping in.
But when you're talking about physically sleeping,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some very rich, powerful people that have gone on record that they get a full 8 hours of sleep every night.
So, but was he saying don't sleep a full 8 hours of sleep? Don't get a full 7 hours?
That's where I was a little confused.
I didn't interpret it like that, and I didn't hear him say that. He was saying don't sleep late. Because,
using the term sleep as in unconsciousness, or is he using term sleep as in missing an opportunity? Like the opposite of staying woke.
Consciousness.
So literally, head to pillow.
Yes.
Sleeping.
Yes.
Eyes closed. Toast crust in your eyes.
Yes.
Sleeping. Okay, now that's just stupid.
But I don't think he's saying don't sleep. I'm thinking he's saying quit sleeping in. Again, we're putting our own sauce on it. But he's basically saying, don't be sleeping late and yada, 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 and whoop-de-whoop-de-woo. Meaning go to sleep early and then get up.
Well, I mean, if you go to sleep at 8, you can wake up at four.
Yeah,
true. Easy.
With a full 8 hours.
Yes,
that's true.
And I mean, how much business is being conducted?
None.
At 8.
None.
A lot.
In the business world.
A lot.
What time does Wall Street close?
Wall Street closes, but you're prepping for entrepreneurs. You're never off. Business is always moving.
I get that.
But I understand what Steve was. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about, like, I get that there's work that you need to do offset, like, with your own stuff for business,
right?
So, but if you want your full 8 hours, get that stuff done. You have from 4 a.m. until 8 p.m. to get all that stuff done and worked,
and
so that you can go to sleep at 8 and then get your full 8.
And that's even more. If you're going to, that's, you know.
And I can see what he's saying, but.
16 hours.
Steve Harvey's rant really came off like an old man rant.
It did.
It came off like an old curmudgeon's meltdown of him trying to get somewhere, but really didn't get there.
He worded it poorly.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
And that's probably why his show is gone. But on TV, I know we're doing a lot of TV talking. I got two good mentions that I got to get in.
I'll decide that.
Claws.
Ah.
Oh.
Claws. No.
Oh.
It's coming back in June. Season. Another season. Season 4, I believe. It's coming back. There's no word that has been canceled. There's no word that has been renewed, but it's coming back for a new season. I cannot wait. But then what is my other second TNT show that I look forward to in the summer? Animal Kingdom.
Mm.
Okay.
With the bad boys and Smurf, the grandma, where she always looks at you. I don't know why, but she looks at you. I want this in the machine. She looks at you and she says, "Are you okay, baby?" And I don't know why when she says that, it just makes me cringe, but she does it so well.
And the way he feels about that, I feel the complete opposite way. Like, you cringe, but in a good cringe?
It's a good cringe.
Okay.
It's
well, then I feel exactly that same way about the white girl on Claws when I see the trailer and she goes, and Niecy's like, "We full, my girls, we full gangsters." She goes, "With full sex."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I'm like, I want to watch that show just for her.
The country girl?
The country the white girl.
Oh, she cray cray.
That's Woo. Just how I like her.
And you know what? She crazy on purpose. She crazy for a good thing. Like, there was one episode where she had all these different personalities and all her personalities came clashing in at one time and she had to go away to the hospital because all of her personalities started fighting within themselves. This show is off the chain. But Animal Kingdom is doing something that is blowing my mind.
What's that?
They are combining. They're bringing in one of my favorite persons from my other favorite show that I live on Amazon.
Bones?
Bones. Emily Deschanel, who played Bones, is joining the Animal Kingdom in the new season that starts in May.
What?
Did you hear my mind just be blown?
Yes.
My mind was just blown.
It went
my mind literally just went. My mind is blown right now. Emily Deschanel is joining the cast of Animal Kingdom. Oh, wrong one. Oh, that was my mind right now. Being blown.
Yeah. I never watched Animal Kingdom, and I don't know who Emily Deschanel is.
Emily Deschanel
was Bones,
and she's the older sister to Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't Zooey Deschanel a singer or something, or a Disney star or something?
She's
like that?
A singer slash. I mean, she's most notable for New Girl.
Okay.
I know who that one is.
Yeah. Yes. Mind blown. All right.
You know what's crazy, though? You named all of these shows.
Yes.
None of them are as big as shows that are, like, on Netflix or on streaming. None of them are.
What do you mean? Animal Kingdom is on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
All of the previous seasons of Animal Kingdom are on Amazon.
You know, there's two shows I can name right now that probably have way more viewers and make way more impact.
What shows are those?
On Netflix. Oh, why did it just leave me? Stranger Things.
Yes.
Huge show, right?
Very huge show. And I didn't
watch season two.
I was a fan of Stranger Things, but season two kind of did the Game of Thrones, where they kind of just started rushing plot lines in, where everything just seemed to get a little scrambled, and they just kind of after like episode 3, they were just beating a dead horse.
I can see that. And I remember Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, no, that after the season where Hussein died.
Those shows are huge. After, man, spoiler alert.
All right, that season was over like 5 years ago.
That's the lesbian jail movie, isn't it?
If you didn't see the season where Hussein got choked out.
That was sad, too, though, wasn't it? Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. She deserved it. Don't be getting nobody's business.
What was her name?
Hussein.
What?
You say.
What did she say?
She said poo.
Who?
Upper Deckers.
All right. Anyway, that's a lot of TV talk. All right, before the end of the show, I didn't know if I was going to. I don't know if I want to play this or not.
Uh-oh.
But everybody knows that my kid is out of town. and he's been gone for some while. So
didn't get an invite.
Party at Corey's.
No party, because I've been like coming here to the studio and just kind of like
sad.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't got it. I haven't got no texts.
Get out your light skin feelings. Keep going, Corey.
Neither have I.
I texted you last week
when he was still in town. So I've been kind of like hanging out here in the studio. If you were watching a live stream, you saw that we've got new commercial slides. It was just something that I did to kill some time. You know, not saying that I have a lot of time. I'm always busy, but I don't know why. It just feels like I feel like just things are empty. So I was here at the studio and I was supposed to meet with someone here to discuss some business, and they ended up not showing up. And so I kind of fired up the recordings system and was kind of playing around a little bit. I recorded a little something, and I don't know if I want to air it.
I want to hear it.
No, I don't know if I want to air it.
Yeah, you're going to play it.
No. Nah,
that's why my level was up.
That's why your level, that's why the, one of the levels were play incorrect, it. Because I was playing around. No, okay, so I watched that Amazon commercial, mm-hmm. where, because Amazon's been dropping these new commercials with some of these hit songs in them, mm-hmm. that weird black guy that's like jumping on the bed and stuff like that.
CeeLo?
And then they got another one with a Casey and JoJo song in it.
All my life
and stuff. So I don't know why, but I was watching that on one of the TVs in here, and I was like, I could probably redo that.
Let's hear it.
Play it.
Okay, listen. I was just messing around, mm-hmm. okay? Because I got nothing. I don't have a kid yelling at me, needing to go here, needing to go there, money that needs to go here, and all this other stuff. But I don't know. Maybe.
Play it. I won't judge
you. It's silly.
I won't judge you.
No.
Play it. Yeah. Play it. Come on.
Lady K off the Facebook says, play it, please.
Oh, you got to play for Lady K.
Oh, my God. There's so many people in the live feed. I don't want to.
Now you got to play it.
I'm embarrassed because it's singing, and I was just messing around.
Okay. You put that out there. We're not going to judge you on it.
He's trying to get found and discovered.
I am not. I don't want to be. Okay, here's the thing. I don't want to be one of those hack radio guys that wants to start a band or wants to have a record or wants to release an album, because it seems like every hack DJ that has ever had a microphone always says, hey, if I can talk into it, I can sing into it. I can carry a little bit of a tune, but I can't carry the tune far.
I can't sing, right. but I can manage. You can be my Raz B.
We got that. Play it.
I don't think so. I think we're... No.
Disclaimer given. Play it.
No, there's... I was just fooling around.
All right, play it.
All right? I don't want any... Okay, you're going to judge me anyway, D.A. I see judgment in your eyes
right
now.
I can't wait. Now play it.
You judgmental summa.
Play it.
All right, let's see if I got it. All right, here we go. I was just playing around.
Understood.
All right.
With the Casey and JoJo song and the overdubbing abilities that we have here in the studio.
All right.
Let's do it. All
right. Jesus, this is embarrassing.
And all my life, I pray for someone like you. And I thank God that I finally found you. And all my life, I pray for someone like you. Yes, I pray that you do love me too.
Not bad.
That's the first sounds you hear when you die and you're about to go to heaven.
It's like,
what?
Fergie and Jesus had a baby.
No, uh-huh. It's not.
Like,
for Jesus.
Jergy.
I'm not going to lie, that sounded good. Hey, I'm kind of hating. Because it's like every fat person can sing. It's like, dang. I'm chubby. I can't hit a note for nothing.
I'm about to eat pizza tomorrow just so I can get a voice.
Hey, put some jalapenos and pepperoni. Because all my life.
Oh, okay. Man. All right, folks. That's it. I was just messing around. That's what happens when I got too much time on my hands. All right, folks. We apologize to Justin Bieber. We just ran out of time. I know him and that pasty Irish guy was out in the lobby there waiting to get in on the show. Tell us about their new single. But we just plumb ran out of time. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Home Depot at fatguyradioshow.com/Home Depot. More savings, more doing at the Home Depot. And we thank you so much for supporting the show by shopping Home Depot. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to at Fat Guy Radio Show, or send us a gift. We love surprises. The box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. For Daniel Taylor,
what's up?
Doug the DA Andrew, and my little brother DJ Little D in absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people,
ask me,
fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply, whoopity whoop. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you. Upper Decker. But you won't know until you it be dead. Listen, join us next week. See you at the top.
Boom. Hello.
Hey, folks, before you go, one last reminder about Home Depot. If you build it, they will come. And Home Depot has everything you need to get the job done. Shop now at fatguyradioshow.com/Home Depot or by clicking the Home Depot banner on our website. More savings, more doing at the Home Depot.
Someone like you, and I thank God that I finally found you. And all my life I pray for someone like you. Yes, I pray that you do love me too.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.